Where did you go on your trip, and what did you do?
We went to Ireland and Italy. You know what? This is the best trip ever because I got to do everything I wanted to do. One of the biggest things that was so cool is I went to the Cliffs of Moher. And I don't know if you look them up online, how they are the most beautiful things. And now with being able to walk, it was perfect. I was just nervous because there's like a 1,000-foot cliff, and you're literally 2 feet from the edge.
Right. So you felt confident the entire time?
Yeah. Oh, my wife was not very happy with me. She's like, would you stop? You're going to fall. I'm like, no, I'm good. And right. This was just something that was easy.
Well, tell me about your mindset when you were limited. What was that like? When did you experience amputation?
The amputation was a year ago? You know, a year ago is when they redid it. It was about 2 years ago. I had a bone infection, and we could never figure out the bone infection. And then it went to septic. And then that was the time that my wife and I decided it was just time to get rid of the leg. Because Dr. Raines was like, you know, it'd be better. We can do this and it'd be so much better. And I was like, I don't know. Right. But ever since he amputated it, and then they finally got the titanium rod out, we got the infection gone, there's actually really nothing stopping me now. After 7 years of dealing with it, it was just like really, I mean, it was just time. I knew it was time.
Right.
And right now it was probably the best. I'm so happy I did it.
Tell me about traveling. What was it like? TSA, that sort of thing, you know, getting through.
TSA is the hardest part. That okay. is the hardest part, traveling. Make sure you go through the handicap one, because actually once you go through and keep an open mind, they're going to do everything. They're going to check everything on it. They won't take it off. They won't do any of that, but they will pat you down, do all everything, and you go through the scanners and all that. I actually look at it this way. I have a little bit of fun with it. You know I'm going to make the thing go off. So when I walk in, I was like, I'm going to make it go off, and then they look down at my leg. Because I always wear shorts, just so it's visible to see. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hide anything, so I wear shorts, go in, and then they never really look at the leg until I point it out. They're like, oh, because they see so many people.
Right.
So then it's really nice. But you just make sure you take your time, and they're going to do everything. Have extra time to go through, but always go through the handicap one for more time.
Now, did you do any research or anything before you went on the trip, or?
Now, well, my wife did. My wife did a little bit just to see how it was like in other countries. And the other countries are totally fine with it. They understand it with everything. I never had 1 ounce of trouble going from like Ireland to Italy and all that. And in Italy, they looked at it and they just went on with it. Because like I said, I always wear shorts. No matter what temperature it is, I'll always wear shorts just because everybody sees it. Tom gave me what's the best thing to do if you're going to go overseas or go on vacation, try to get a shower leg. If you're going to go to another country, get a shower leg. Tom gave me a shower leg, and that's the only thing I had to pack into a different bag, because actually a medical device is a free carry-on. A free bag.
Okay.
A free check bag, as long as that's the only thing you have in there. Now, I put all my diabetes stuff. I had all my medical supplies in there, and they never charged me once for a extra bag. On that two-week trip, I probably had 3 weeks worth of supplies of legs for stuff for, like, socks and stockings and all that. But the good thing is that we stayed in Airbnbs, and they all had washers. Okay. So, actually, I got to do a lot of laundry, which helped out a lot, too. I get longer leg room just because it's a lot easier on a plane for that, and they're usually pretty good about that. But I'm also taller than most people.
So, did you ask about the gate or when you checked in?
When I checked in, yeah.
Okay. That's great.
And they usually, they never gave me 1 ounce of problem. Like I said, an exit row. And do you feel comfortable helping other people like they ask? It was never a question of my disability, of having one leg that I couldn't get somebody off. And I usually, that trip was 9 hours flight, and I actually took my leg off and propped the nub up on my leg and slept. So it was always right next to me, so if I had to click it in, like at an emergency, if something happened, I would have enough time to do that. You know what I mean? But the airlines never said one thing about me sitting in a exit row. Like the week before, 2 weeks before I was leaving, you guys made a new socket for me. I think I left on a Friday. The day I left, I was in to see Tom just to make sure everything was good. He made me a shower leg, which was perfect, and he made everything just your normal day-to-day routine that you're not, that you take for granted every day, that you lose when you lose a leg. He brought it back to now over in Europe, there's very little showers. They're not big. There's very little room everywhere going upstairs and all that. He made everything normal. Like, I walked through the Colosseum. I walked miles and miles of everywhere I went, because that's the way they do it over there, is everything's walking. And I had never had 1 ounce of trouble at all.
Yeah.
Walking by the cliffs, it's stuff I used to always do. Like, to go, now I can go hiking here. I just proved to myself that I can do whatever I want to do now. There's nothing that'll hold me back now. You guys were perfect, because it was the day I left, you were just making sure. Because Tom knows how I am. I'm going to go do what I want to do, whether it hurts or doesn't hurt. But I had not 1 ounce of problem. And that's probably the reason why I keep missing my appointments, because I don't have an issue with it. You know what I mean? Everything's good.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I don't think about it now. I just go do what I do and work. I've had no trouble at work. Being on my foot 14 hours a day, or my leg 14 hours a day running around, I have no issues with it. There's not 1 ounce of problem. Enjoy it. Don't let this be a Debbie Downer, what I would say.
Yeah.
I had a great time, and I would do it again 100 times over, just because you guys have made it so easy now with this leg.